This is a lecture and auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 27th of October, 1953. Its title is Assessment Memories Ridges, Demo Acceptance Level Processing Continued. This tape is 45 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly as did the original master recording.
All right, now I start accepting evil eyes.
Yes.
Get evil eyes that are bloodshot. Accept that.
Not bloodshot, preferably.
Oh, very clear,
just
beautiful
plain evil eye. Yeah,
plain
yeah,
evil
yeah,
eye.
Yeah.
Get beautiful evil eye.
Yeah.
Accept a lot of those. Now let's accept enough guilt to let you look.
Hmm.
What kind of guilt does it have to be?
Just sort of nameless.
All right, let's let that nameless happen to you. Mark it up and let it happen to you. And now put it on the time track as having happened to you in lots of quantity.
I guess I can have lots of that.
You have lots of it, huh?
Yes.
Good. All right, let's get a sharper form of guilt that's sort of been paid back in, such as your eyes being put out. Is that acceptable to you?
No.
That isn't acceptable to me.
No.
Well, good. How about putting on your time track all the blobs that you made out of things that had been beautiful just by looking at them?
Yeah.
All right, let's put lots of that blob that you have upset, ruined. Oh, get everything precious you ever had being blobbed by having looked at it. Got enough of them?
Well, there's dozens of things I haven't even explored yet.
Well, get everybody cursing you, too, at the same time.
It's lovely, funny,
you know,
it's like fairy tales.
What's the matter?
It's probably humorous, I don't know,
Well, get lots of curses, get piled
yes.
lots of curses
yes.
strung up and down your track.
Yes.
Tremendous numbers of curses. Enough motivators there. I have enough motivators. Get having had to be serious for 8 million years. That's acceptable as a punishment?
No.
No, that isn't acceptable. How about being tickled for 8 million years? Is that acceptable?
Not quite.
Not quite. What do you find?
Oh, I was just thinking of some more things,
the
melt down
blobs. Oh, all a sensation that you've desired all the way along the track melted into a blob because you have desired.
All sensations?
Yeah, all the beautiful sensations you could have had, but they just melted into a blob and were unsensationable when you received them by looking at them.
Well, that'd be horrible.
That's horrible? Is it acceptable? Is it motivated?
No.
Supposing this has happened to you for 2 billion years. Is it acceptable as a motivator?
Yeah, I guess a motivator is.
Well, just strew the track with it for a couple of billion years. Get being associated with people who wouldn't let you look for a long time. Get wearing horse's blinders since 1938 as a motivator. What you got?
Yeah, as a motivator, if the period were over, it wouldn't be so bad to have it.
If the period were over?
Yeah.
Well, get motivators in the past only.
All right.
Okay. Now let's be well up and take a look around. Let's see. What do you see? Vision improved any or worse?
I'm getting better today.
You
notice I have some vision
of
my own.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. We won't tamper with it then. Let's get that as a motivator. Well, let's get your vision of being so carefully handled that nobody dare tamper with it. That is the motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptable motivator. So how about denying yourself vision?
Yeah.
Well, let's get large boxes of that. Self-denial on vision.
Yeah.
Large boxes of it. They contain the beautiful things you could look at, but you better not.
Yeah.
Denying yourself looking.
Yeah.
Big boxes of this.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Fill a street with them.
Yeah.
All right. Fill a river full of them.
Hmm.
Now explode them all without looking at them.
I can't bear to do that. Oh, I knew if I looked at the explosion.
You can look at the explosion. You can look at the
explosion. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's easy. Vision a little better? Possibly.
I haven't checked the message.
Hmm? Oh, get nearsightedness as a punishment.
Yeah.
Let's get more nearsightedness.
Mm-hmm.
More nearsightedness.
Yes.
Lots of nearsightedness.
Mm-hmm.
Now throw nearsightedness out in front of you and see who accepts it.
Well, I get Aunt Ellie accepting it.
Well, just feed her nearsightedness until she's satisfied.
She's got to balance her farsightedness there.
Well, get her accepting mm-hmm. nearsightedness
mm-hmm.
until she's completely satisfied.
Yeah, he's about hitting balance.
Throw out some more nearsightedness in another direction and see somebody else accepts it. I get the fact that the whole society wears clothes is an overt act against you.
Yes.
That's not anything personal in that. Nearly anybody will accept that as an overt act.
Yes.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So pick your vision up. Now let's be very careful that we stand off and take a look at ourselves to see how we're seeing.
Yes.
Got that?
Yes.
Let us stand off on the other side to see how we're seeing them.
Oh, God.
Good. Good. And now let's be on the first side to see how we're seeing. What you looking at?
Down the way.
Oh. Now let's look at your body to see how you're looking.
I'm seeing how it's looking.
Oh. Oh, it's looking good. Now, let's throw looking poorly out to see who accepts that.
Well, my mother didn't seem wise.
Hmm? Your mother what?
Yeah, my mother kind of caught that one as well.
Okay, well, let's throw it out some more.
Mm-hmm.
Looking poorly. Throw out some more looking for me.
Oh.
Got that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how's your perception?
Well, they can see tell one of these. I'm always scared to take a look and see how I'm seeing.
Who is? You scared to take a look and see how I'm seeing? Well, find out that it's much better not to.
Yes.
Let's not be curious. Okay. Now can you see how you're seeing? How about reaching and withdrawing for present time now from where you are?
Yeah.
Do that easily? Mm-hmm. Do it rapidly.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
What I'm doing is reaching and drawing from present time.
Good. Does that change your perception?
Not noticeably.
Let's really concentrate on how you're perceiving that. Now, this is serious. This is real serious. Now, let's be over on one side of you and take a look at yourself and see how you are seeing. Now, let's trace out the optic nerve in the eye. Now, let's get the machinery for seeing inside the head. You find some?
No,
you don't. Well, put some in.
Okay.
Parabolic mirrors, radar sets. Start shoving them into the head.
Yes.
Put more of them into the head so the head can see. Done. Put parabolic mirrors behind the body. Just big mirrors. They're curved. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now start putting glasses on the face. Let's put more glasses on the face.
Yes.
More glasses.
Okay.
More. More. Okay. Now put those aside carefully and save them and put more glasses on. More glasses. More glasses. More glasses. Now give one pair back to your parents.
Yes.
All right, put more glasses on. Now, finally, after you put on 12 more pairs, put on 12 more pairs. Get your parents being satisfied. Get them both smiling happily.
That's my old man.
Can't you get him smiling happily?
Not at glasses.
Not at glasses. What would he smile happily about?
Probably my winning the Olympics or something.
Oh, well, just presenting with your case of medals on having won the Olympics. That's easy.
Yes.
You got those? Mm-hmm. That make him smile happily?
Yeah.
Good, you finally made him happy. All right. Okay, now let's be well up and take another glance around. Now get a finger snap in front of you and then hear it.
Can you do it?
All right, where you are. Mark one up and then hear it.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, make the sound of gum popping and hear that. Got that?
Yeah.
More gum popping.
Mm-hmm.
Now a cat spitting.
A little harder.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, now get the sound of the last.
Oh, I just got it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know why, too. Get the sound of the last drop of soda. Nearly everybody in the class got that. Okay, now get a backfire of a truck. Never heard one backfire. We'll get any kind of a backfire. What do you mean, you never heard one? Oh, what we're trying to do. We'll make a truck backfire, Yankee Doodle. Well, get it backfiring. You can get that, can't you? Well, now, let's get you, as a punishment, having to agree with the meshed universe. Now, more as a punishment, having to tell the truth all the time. I get you telling the truth for years and years and years, and telling only what really happened.
Yes.
Years and years, telling what really happened. Now, is that sufficient overt act?
Overt act? That's
a against you.
Oh. No.
It isn't. I'm not having to tell the truth. You really should tell the truth.
Yes.
This is an aside, which the preacher is not supposed to hear. There went perception. You get how he caught that? That one you always want to look for. She says, I don't think I've ever heard a truck backfire that I knew it was a truck. See that? She's putting facsimiles up there, trying to listen to facsimiles, she thinks. All right, now let's put some facsimiles up there with the most beautiful sonic in it everyone ever listened to and throw them into a fire without listening.
That's all right. I've never heard sonic in my life.
Well, let's waste it.
Okay.
Now let's waste a voice by not speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get your parents wasting voices by not speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you wasting voices by not telling something to turn into mist. Let's get you wasting voices by practicing telepathy. And now, let's get a silent voice and throw it out in front of you a few times.
Yeah.
Who's acceptable to him?
Dad.
Got it. Let's feed him some more silent voices. Feed it to him until he's happy.
He's not getting happy. He's getting annoyed at this point.
Oh, he is. Well, at least bring him up tone scale. He's real happy.
Not with silent voices. Just when he wants to hear again.
All right, let's get quiet voices.
Uh-oh.
And let's get deafness on his part. Throw deafness out in this direction.
Yeah.
More deafness.
Yeah.
Let's get deafness being thrown to you from him.
It doesn't seem to come very naturally.
Doesn't, huh?
No.
Yet no voice being thrown to you. Get silence being thrown to you. Large quantities of silence. More silence. Get silence on interesting subjects being thrown to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, more silence on interesting subjects being thrown to you.
Yeah.
So we hit that acceptance. Or more silence on interesting subjects.
Yeah.
By the way, were you ever Puck on the time track? All right. Now let's get a finger snap and listen to it.
Yeah.
Truck backfiring Yankee Doodle.
Yes.
Got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now get Old Soul Mio being played on a violin. That's an overt act against you by society.
All right.
Played by Jack Benny. Now throw out classical music and operatic music in front of him.
Yes.
Who accepts it?
Hmm. Well, not bad accepting some.
Good. Let's give it to him until he's real fed up with it.
Yes.
Okay, now get the sound of a buttercup growing.
Yeah.
Get it exploding.
Mm-hmm.
Now get the sound of glass breaking.
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
I love glass breaking.
Good.
Yeah.
Real tinkly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How's your sonic? Now mark up a fax that, what? Horrible?
No.
Is it faint or is it getting better?
Good.
Is it getting better?
Mm-hmm.
All right, mark up a beautiful facsimile, just gorgeous, with the most beautiful sonic in it anyone ever could have heard. Got one?
Yes.
Have it be completely silent as an overt act against you by facsimiles.
Yeah.
Get a whole bunch of facsimiles standing around refusing to give.
Rack. Yes.
I get the idea, you deserve it.
Yes.
Okay, throw them all on fire without hearing them.
No, no.
All right. Now, this time, get the sound of a flag whipping in the breeze.
Mm.
Impression better?
Yeah.
Well, here we go. There's no reason to turn this on. Some other auditors. Good track of this. You get the idea of the interplay of acceptance.
tolerances and acceptance levels and so forth. You notice the first moment that we got into a dangerous sound, such as a cat spitting, that might have been accompanied in childhood and so on, well, we got an immediate block on it. Then we got into agreement with the past. Must be truthful. Now, this truthfulness is all right, except all people mean by truthfulness is you must say anything you say happened must have happened before you can say that it happened, which is an enforcement of the time lag. This is completely irrational, by the way. It's not even reasonable. It slows down more communication channels, jams more communication channels. If people have to have reasons, you should always give them, according to life itself, something which snaps in and makes the whole thing believable. Don't give them a reason which is in agreement with the past, because they won't believe it. If you ever want to get into a complete challenge situation, it's be very careful to enumerate exactly what happened. It's never reasonable, because life isn't reasonable in that way. It doesn't go like a continued story or plot. But America's quite fictionized, and it keeps insisting that everything that has happened in the past is, if accounted for as itself, is quite reasonable. There's quite a big difference between that and lying. Lying to effect an injury is socially objectionable. Lying on an n theta level, see, that's an entirely different thing than quoting the past. But people have these two things identified. See, they've got recounting exactly what happened, identified with lying in order to create n theta. You know, perverting facts in order to create bad feeling. Perverting facts in order to cut affinity lines. We were talking about affinity this morning, all right? That's what lines. Well, that's what they object to. But if you come in and you say, well, I was drove in and this and that happened and so forth, and as I came into town, why, this and that occurred, and it occurred just exactly this fashion, you not only don't have any audience, but it probably isn't reasonable, because people's reason does not fit very well with the past. They can't even look at the past, so they take some reason out of a storybook or something as the acceptable reason.
This lecture and demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
Well, the reason they parted, see, was because, and so on. Now you go ahead and give the exact reason as to why they parted. Really, you recount the blow-by-blow description of exactly who parted from whom and why, and that sort of thing. It leaves people wondering what the significance is. But if you... What if you simply say, well, they parted because, after all, it got to an intolerable situation. He had this mania for eating peanuts in bed, and he finally got shell-shocked. So they had to separate. And that's all there is to it. Why, people just dismiss the subject from there on. There's no more significance to it. It's a fast way of getting rid of significance. If you want a clear time track, well, you'll find that's very acceptable. Conversational level, if somebody's terribly serious and they're getting more and more serious about this horrible parting that took place, right? That's dead, that's past. Because it's a big trick. See, it's a big trick. You must recount exactly what took place. Makes a person eventually unable to change his past. He can't suddenly say, you know, I was a drummer boy up till 1920, and then I went straight. This is neither reasonable nor anything else. But if the pre-clerk can say this with entire conviction, simply put that on his track, so forth, it gets around the fact that his papa beat him incessantly and consistently up to the time when he was 10. And as a matter of fact, a lot of fellows do this. But the point is that an agreement with the past makes one have to recall from the past only. And that's senseless. It's just much easier to recall something you just put on the time track because you just follow it. See how simple that is to recall things. And far from insanity, this is close to sanity. An instantaneously created universe at any given instant. Now, this is nothing that you would advise children to perform, because you'd simply never find anything out about what happened, and the children would be happy and so forth. You see, it's terribly important exactly what streets the child walked home on. The only thing it's objected to in a child lying, a child comes in and says, no, Mama, we get into having this again, No, Mama, I have not seen that $10 bill. Chomp, chomp, chomp on the candy. See, and the kid measured it wrong. He got havingness mixed up with the past. You can't have any past anyhow, truth of the matter is, without getting stuck with it. That's not the kind of havingness you want. Now, you're trying to bail somebody out of the past. You can just run reach and withdraw on the past and get someplace. Now, far from continuing this thing out ad infinitum, there's an example of acceptance level processing. But let's take a look here at John. Let's accept a body, John. What kind of a body is it?
Gentleman. Not a gentleman, but a man.
A man? A gentlemanly body?
No.
Well dressed?
No.
No? How about, is he dead?
No. Alive.
Alive? Warm?
Yeah.
Real warm?
Yeah.
Animated?
Yeah.
Agile?
Yeah.
Good looking?
Fair.
Real good looking or just fair, passing fair?
Passing fair.
Girls liking? All right. How would you accept this body as yours?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's put it on.
I did.
Now, let's take another one. More gentlemanly.
Gentlemanly? I didn't mean that. I just meant
a
male body.
Oh, all right. Let's take this plain old, common, ordinary, run-of-the-mill male body and put it on. Another common, old, ordinary, run-of-the-mill body and put it on. Another one. Kind of used up body.
No.
No? All right. Run on the mill, put it on. Get this guy now and put him on. It's awful average. You don't like him?
But I'll put him on.
Well, we'll put him on. Give this guy above average now.
That's right.
And get the guy and put him on the real intelligent.
Body?
Uh-huh, body. Come on, let's put on another one of him.
Okay.
Let's put on another fellow that's very acceptable. Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Let's kind of pat them all in now that you got them all in.
Okay.
All right, let's get another one.
Yeah.
Another one. Now let's mock up in the future a lot of bodies to use in case this one wears out. Now hide him so nobody else can find him. Got that?
Yeah.
Now let's mock up a lot of babies that will grow into acceptable bodies.
Will
they? Well, a big question on it. Let's mock up enough so some of them will.
Oh, I see.
Got that? Okay. Now let's hide them.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's lock up a lot more babies that will grow into acceptable bodies on some small percentage. Let's mark up enough parents and nursemaids to take care of them.
What do you want with all these people?
Well, you're hiding them, right now.
Good.
All right, hide those now. Okay. Got them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, just as a little experiment, how about being you'd like to get above your body or back of your body?
Material
to me. Well, be wherever you like, but exteriorize. Make it? Hmm?
No.
Okay. Let's put on a skeleton.
All right.
Got that?
Yeah.
Let's put on another skeleton.
Okay.
I always have somebody else accept the skeleton.
Nobody wants one.
Nobody wants one. Well, then you accept a lot of them. You can accept lots of them?
I reckon.
All right, let's get a lot of those skeletons.
I already got a lot.
Well, we'll get a lot more. All right, put all those on. You do that easily?
Yeah, they're coming from all directions, and I'm putting them on.
Good, good. Let's have them kind of moldy.
I can get it to you better than that.
Go ahead, give it to me better than that. What is it?
Well, you know, what collects in the bottom of a communal grave after about 2 months, you know?
Okay, have that hanging on to him. Got that hanging on to him?
Mm-hmm.
That's real good.
No.
Is somebody else accepting it? Just throw it out in front until somebody accepts it.
Garbage man, I guess.
All right, give it to the garbage man. Okay, let's put on a few more of these skeletons.
Yeah.
Now let's have a little decayed flesh hanging onto the skeleton.
Okay.
Let's get the odor with it.
Could be an idea.
You got the idea of the odor? All right, let's keep putting them on there. Now let's have skeletons with bones missing. But now the skull's missing.
Okay.
Skeletons with skulls missing.
Yeah.
Good. Now skeletons with grave clothes hanging on them in tatters. You don't like those grave clothes?
Nope.
Well,
I don't know what they look like, but I don't like them.
Oh? Well, how about having kind of decayed grave clothes?
I don't like those either.
Well, just have the pattern of the clothes, still imprint of the clothes still stuck on the bones.
Well, I'll bring the clothes if you say so, but I don't have to like them.
You don't have to like them. Well, let's have perfectly good clothes on them. Huh?
Suits.
You got suits on them?
Yeah.
All right, let's get lots of suits on them. Okay?
Yeah.
How about bringing the coffins along?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put on coffins. Put on more coffins.
Yeah.
More coffins. Oh, lots of good coffins. Are they pretty coffins or ordinary coffins?
They're not pretty.
They're not pretty. Kind of grisly.
Black.
Black?
Yeah, and they do have a little scroll
work
on the edges.
They do have, huh? Well, get that filled with mud.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Now let's put grave mud around the coffins as you accept them.
Grave mud.
More of them. More of them.
Yeah, I could wash them, though.
Yeah, we'll just get them all grave mud. I have a dry mud. Parched.
Parched?
Mm-hmm. You know, real fake dry, real hard. Now let's get skeletons again.
Mm.
You got enough skeletons?
Yeah, I have enough of my starch.
Well, I'll get this dust.
Grave dust?
Mm-hmm. What happens if you do that?
Oh, I was trying to get the idea I might want it, but I don't.
You don't want it at all? Well, okay, let's just get plain routine dead bodies. Can you?
Well, I get them.
Well, get a few of them. I get whole dead bodies.
These were whole.
Hmm?
These were whole.
Mm-hmm. Okay, get bodies for just dying. Get a lot of those bodies just dying. Huh?
Yeah, last gasp.
Last gasp. Good. Now let's get a lot of death raffles to go along with that. Good, good, good. All right, a few more. Now let's get people who are about to die.
Great pain.
Mm-hmm. Great pain. That's right. A lot of those about to die. Now let's get people who are just about to have an accident, which will give them great pain, which will kill them. What happens if you do that?
Well, I sort of got to figuring out what kind of accident they ought to have. So I got them. Then I decided, well, hell, I'll give them a part to have.
Okay.
They're just healthy people.
You're just healthy people. All right, let's get a lot of those. Now let's get them that are going to live for a long time. Got that? Good shape? Well, this gets people who are going to live for a long time. Now, let's go to get people that are going to live a relatively unhappy life for a long time. Okay. Now, let's get people who have been terribly offended by life.
What would I want with those?
Get a lot of them. I get a lot of them that are going to be happy about life.
Yeah.
I get a lot of them that are very attractive to women. Get the women who are attracted to them. You do that?
I guess I could if I knew what kind of guys were attracted to women and what their taste in women.
Well, get women that just confound you by being attracted to the guys that you were getting.
All right, I'll get them. I'll say that they're attracted to
them. No, that the women are attracted to them. Mysterious, get this mysterious quality. Well, get all these bodies with this mysterious quality which attracts the opposite sex. Got him?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all kinds of guys.
All kinds of them. Well, just keep getting them and putting them on. Okay, now just as a little experiment here, let's be a quarter of an inch away from the body. Do that?
I don't seem to.
You don't seem to. Well, get the fact that you can control the body from where you are.
Partly.
What do you mean, partly?
There's some things about it I don't control in my satisfaction.
Oh, really? Okay. There's an indicated channel of processing right there. Whatever else is done, simply led up to a very good diagnosis. Okay. You got all these bodies?
Yeah.
All right, smash them in and explode them.
Mm-hmm.
Explode real good?
A little white burst in the stomach.
All in the stomach? Okay. Now let's get the two rear corners of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Got them? All right, let's hold on to them. What happens if you do that?
Well, I have a hard time holding them.
Really? Harder than usual?
No.
Easier than usual?
No.
Just about the same.
Yeah, I found out something the other day. I wasn't holding them. I was holding my memory of them.
Who told you that?
Nobody.
All right, let's hold on to the memory of them for a while.
I'm not now.
Well, you're not doing it now. Well, good enough. Good enough. Let's hold on to those corners. Okay. Let's call it present time.
The way it is, I'm getting better at it, but I have to keep putting my attention back on. Because I found out, looking at the wall, kind of trying to do this out of my head, that the attention is going to pass off of it. Then I'd sit there for a long time thinking of it, but just remember.
Quick bang. Okay. Well, now, here is your indicated processes. But remember, these are processes which better expose mechanisms than they are processes which go directly to the root of a situation and clear it up. These are all usable processes, you understand that. Not necessarily the recommended process. Once again, over on 8L, let's learn about life. Okay? Now, in any such process, you are dealing, of course, with a relatively subjective reality. Remember, the preacher only takes so much of it. Remember also that you can build back all the dynamics with this process and so on. This process which I was using on recovering perception is not a subjective process, however. We were combining, in this case, acceptance-level processing and perception. I kept asking, how does it look? I was like, well, it keeps putting her attention out. But also, keep putting the question into her mind, there might be something wrong with her looking. So, why don't you take me here as questioning how you're looking and take my body and flip it around, put it on several times as the answer, how you're looking. Tell me, did you feel any uncertainty left on it?
Not on that, no.
Who is it that will do that?
What?
Let's mock up any kind of a figure out here that's uncertain about how you're looking. And put it on.
Every relative I've got.
They're all uncertain about how you're looking.
Well, sense of seeing, yeah.
And sense of seeing. Well, Q&A while exterior. Now, let's put these relatives as the answer to how you're looking on your statement every time.
Yes.
You can run all the subjective prizes you want on somebody that's outside. You won't do that. Mm-hmm. One after the other. Mm-hmm.
A few more I can run through.
There's quite a few of them. There's quite a few of them. Yeah. Does that bring up a sense of anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Q&A.
Idiocy, yes.
Huh?
Sense of complete idiocy.
A thousand ways to change a Thetan's postulates. A thousand ways to change them. There's thousands of ways. Actually, the only process and the final analysis on the thing is the change of postulate. Many times the Thetan is inhibited in changing postulates by the fact that he has to weave his way through communication systems. So actually, it is the communication system itself which is impeding him. The only thing you have ever been punished for, really, actually, was communicating. If you were punished for no communications, it was because you'd communicated in the first place. Got that? The only thing you were ever punished for is communicating. It's the only thing this society ever punishes anybody for is putting out an anchor point. And the whole universe is vile. Don't put on any anchor points around here. Because, of course, if you start putting on anchor points, there wouldn't be any universe. You'd have your own, they'd lose a recruit. How are you held in the trash just to add anchor points? Okay,